It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock, and look at that. It's Friday, the third day of April. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 31 degrees.
Got a crash on downtown Salt Lake City, Surfer Street. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we begin our morning with a developing story here on KSL on Utah's Morning News. The March employment report will be released this morning.
A streak of 113 straight months of positive gains could come to an end. ABC's Daria Albinger has the latest.
The March numbers may be disappointing, but Bankrate's Washington Bureau Chief Mark Hamrick says they shouldn't be a surprise.
It will give us what will likely be the first negative reading on jobs creation in many years, basically nearly 10 years.
And with millions of Americans out of work even temporarily because of COVID-19.
It will show that the unemployment rate will have risen from the record low of 3.5%.
And Hamrick says the April numbers will probably be a lot worse. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
We will have live instant analysis of the March job report moments after its release by the Labor Department. Zions Bank VP of Consumer and Public Policy Robert Spendlove will join us live at 6:35 here on Utah's Morning News.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, a likely grim March jobs report comes out this morning, but critical industries are scrambling for workers. California Governor Newsom says things are so bad.
70-plus thousand open jobs today in the state of California.
He's urging newly unemployed to fill needed positions in grocery stores, delivery companies, and some in manufacturing. Maybe months before people get $1,200 stimulus checks from the IRS. And they get them in the mail. Those with direct deposit will see the money mid-April, but the Internal Revenue can only process 5 million checks a month. 100 million Americans are getting them. Lowest income people go to the top of that list. The commander of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt is relieved of duties after a letter he sent to supervisors asking his crew be removed from the ship over a coronavirus outbreak. Well, that was leaked to the media. Captain Brett Crozier gets his wish to have the complement of 5,000 put ashore in Guam, but the Navy secretary says of the letter,
it was copied to 20 or 30 other people. That's just not acceptable.
Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And residents of Los Angeles and now New York urged to wear face masks outside. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It could be a scarf. It could be something you create yourself at home. It could be a bandana.
The White House expected to soon make the same recommendation nationwide. The masks protect others from you, not you from them. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The coronavirus, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The mayor of Salt Lake County is calling for a statewide order to stay home.
The coronavirus. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson says the whole state of Utah needs something stronger, like in other states. She's afraid rural communities will have lots of cases and they'll have to send patients to Salt Lake hospitals and overrun the system. But the governor's office says his directive makes it clear that Utahns should stay home as much as possible, and he expects all Utahns to comply. Now, different counties in the state and local health departments are issuing their own public health orders, and those do carry the penalty of law. But some other states are almost in full lockdown, saying people shouldn't even go outside to exercise. Like Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Weber Morgan Health Department is the latest agency to issue a stay safe at home order. It covers Weber and Morgan counties effective immediately. Residents are being told to stay at home as much as possible. Public gatherings not in a single household are prohibited. Any remaining public places like zoos, gyms, and museums all have to close.
The ACLU is petitioning the Utah Supreme Court to release inmates to protect them from COVID-19. The coronavirus. Our live team coverage continues with KSL TV's Brittany Tate.
ACLU officials tell me that a virus like COVID-19 could easily devastate the jail and prison populations here in Utah. They believe that these inmates should be released back into the public right now if indeed they only have less than 180 days remaining on their sentence or they're awaiting trial.
The petition came after an inmate at the Salt Lake County Jail tested positive for COVID-19.
KSL Weather, Dan Guthrie is in the Weather Center this morning. We're going to see a pretty dramatic change from yesterday. Lots of sunshine and warmer.
The temperatures are finally recovering for us. We'll see temperatures warming quite a few degrees each day. We were in the 40s yesterday. We're going to be 50s today and 60s for the weekend. We'll actually stay in the 60s all next week. Our average high this time of year is 58 degrees. So yeah, it's been a little cool, but we're going to make up for it in a big way here with temperatures above average 6 of the next 7 days.
Dan says right now there's not a significant storm anywhere on the horizon within the next 7 days.
Coming up on KSL, a new group that's giving out grants to help Salt Lake City restaurant employees.
And we'll check your KSL traffic.
We've got a crash westbound on 5th South just before you get to the freeway at the 500 West intersection. Two right lanes are blocked. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
And KSL News Time is 5:05.
Get updates and join the conversation about these strange days.
Would you be willing to file a homeschool affidavit?
Drop them out instead of stressing out.
Be connected to Dave and Debbie each day 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio.
With the uncertainty of today's economic outlook for retirees, there's never been a more critical time to consider a reverse mortgage than now. You see, when you add your house into your financial mix, you might just find out your economic outlook isn't as bleak as you think. From reducing your monthly expenses, increasing your monthly cash flow, or just simply having an extra bucket of money as a resource, a reverse mortgage may just be the ticket to a happier, more secure retirement. After a lifetime of work, maybe it's time you let the equity in your home do the heavy lifting. If you or someone you know could benefit from these resources, give Reverse Freedom a call and they'll show you all your options. To get a free reverse mortgage analysis from Reverse Freedom right here in Utah, call 801-921-HOME. 801-921-HOME. Call Reverse Freedom right now at 801-921-HOME or visit reversefreedom.com. NMLS number 1382816.
I want to thank those of you starting your morning with us again here with Utah's Morning News. We're going to keep an eye on those employment numbers that are coming out this morning. We expect it at about 6:35 our time, and we'll have instant analysis for you as we follow up on a bad day yesterday for first-time unemployment claims.
Some employees at a downtown Salt Lake restaurant are getting some relief from a new organization. KSL-TV's Matt Rascone has more on the help from Tip Your Server in this in-depth report.
As beautiful as it sounds, this is not how Emin Chung envisioned his first stage performance inside his Salt Lake City restaurant.
That's my favorite role. It's got eel on top.
Five sushi brothers.
Me and my little brother started this business with only the change in our pocket.
The location was ideal, across from the Salt Palace, but when that closed...
Right there and then we lost 50% of our... clientele.
And it was only the beginning of losses.
It's been chaotic.
On top of the coronavirus,
we've tried to keep everybody calm.
The restaurant took a hit from last month's earthquake.
We were afraid that because the building's so old, it might not even be structurally sound.
And that was the day Chung made the difficult call.
You know, we're closing this location indefinitely.
To lay off all his Salt Lake City employees.
We will probably have to close our doors because of this.
The need is great. The servers that we all see on a regular basis in our favorite restaurants, they don't have work.
That's what moved the Downtown Alliance to get behind Ty Burrell and his program to help Salt Lake City's hospitality workers.
We're calling it Project Tip Your Server.
Five Sushi Brothers was chosen to receive a grant from the program that will go to five employees.
It would help out a lot.
A glimmer of hope. Chung's performance isn't over yet.
Tip Your Server wants to help five employees at all of Salt Lake City's restaurants and bars. You can donate online, and the Eccles Foundation is matching donations this month.
I hope we get a chance this morning to talk about the Small Business Association's PPP program that is making those loans available. And I know a couple of small businesses that believe the banks will have the money in their hands by today, believe it or not. But a chance to take those loans, and if you use it to keep your employees on the job, it will actually be forgiven as a grant rather than a loan down the line. We'll tell you more about that $350 billion lending program that is out today. It is 5:09. It's time for us to get a look at how the roads are doing this morning. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Mountain America's Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Good morning, Mr. Farnsworth.
Good morning, Tim. We start off with a crash in Salt Lake City. It's on 500 South. It's just before you get to that freeway on-ramp at 500 West. They blocked off the right two lanes, and it looks like a portion of 5th West. That's not a very heavily traveled road, so 5th South is, but 5th West isn't. And everybody getting by on 5th South to the left, since it's a one-way street, you got multiple extra lanes to get around it. Also had an earlier issue with a police situation along 21st South Freeway near Bangor Highway. They had to shut down east and westbound lanes for a little while over the last couple of hours, but it is all open now in both directions. Again, 201 and Bangor, everything open there. UACPA represents the interest of CPAs in Utah and protects the public trust. Proud sponsor of the Money Making Sense podcast. Download it today, uacpa.org. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's find out what our temperatures look like for this Friday. Over to you, Graham.
Well, after a cool day on Thursday, we're going to warm things back up as we make our way into the weekend. We'll enjoy sunshine today, but as we work throughout the weekend, our next storm system is going to be moving in. So we'll go from sunny today to gradually getting cloudier throughout the weekend. But temperatures will gradually warm. In fact, today we're looking at highs in the mid-50s in many cases, and we'll hit 60s for the weekend. But storms return on Sunday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
You wouldn't be able to tell it's a warmer day coming by the way it is out there right now. Still below freezing, 30 degrees.
That is not Grant. That's Dan. Sorry about that.
That is Dan Guthrie.
Coming up in a moment, we'll hear a special report from Mary Richards after her trip to Palmyra, New York, which is an interesting place that I had a chance to visit when I was a kid. It is the bicentennial of Joseph Smith's first vision. Members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are celebrating this in a unique way, and she will be describing some of this after her trip coming up for us in just a moment on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks as always for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on Utah's News Station.
Napa Know-How. Whether you're a car guy or just a guy who uses a car or not a guy at all, you know the ear-piercing screech of a worn-out brake pad. But thanks to NAPA, you don't need to know your way around a toolbox to get a quality part installed. Because while there are 6,000 NAPA Auto Parts stores, there are also more than 17,000 NAPA Auto Care Centers. So whether you do it yourself or have it done for you, all you need is NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how!
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the VacNado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
We're chatting with Melissa from Sound Sleep Medical. CPAP machines, water, power, and a time of crisis. Talk to me.
Yeah, you know, when we're all thinking a little bit more about preparedness right now, if you're a CPAP user, you know you need access to distilled water and electricity. What if you don't have access to that? What we do, an oral appliance, can act as a backup to your CPAP machine.
So, Melissa, tell me about sleep and immunity.
Not getting quality sleep or enough sleep makes you more likely to get sick after being exposed to a virus. And also, lack of sleep can also affect how quickly you recover. So sleep is really important to your immunity system.
So the initial consultation is free and private, yes?
Yes, private. You will likely be the only one in the office at the time, and we're taking extra precautions to make sure everybody's safe.
Call Sound Sleep Medical for your free private consultation, 801-716-8672.
Well, I just want to remind everybody that if you haven't done it already, and I'll tell you now that, not in the same numbers anyway, people aren't driving into work in the mornings, it would be the best way to listen to KSL during the day. That's with the KSL News Radio app. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, wherever you get your apps, make sure you do that. Thanks to our friends at Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Second, the Utah State School Board of Education has changed some requirements because of the COVID-19 shutdown. Teachers are usually observed in class for their evaluations, and they're considering waiving a civics test for high school seniors.
Third, of course, keeping an eye on the roads this morning, brought to you by Mount America's Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Here's Andy.
Most of the roads dry and in good shape. Got a crash 5th South downtown just before you get on the freeway heading westbound. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Breezy and warmer for the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 31 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The coronavirus pandemic has upended daily life in the United States and around the world, and a new poll finds most Americans think normal is at least a few months away. Details from ABC's Jim Ryan.
Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer sums it up for many of us.
This is a challenge unlike anything we've ever faced before.
A new ABC News Ipsos poll reveals that 9 in 10 Americans have had their daily lives disrupted by COVID-19, and that fewer than half think they'll return to their regular routines by June 1st. 89% of us now worry that we or someone we know will be infected with the virus, up from 79% last month.
For millions like Emily Tucker of San Antonio, Texas, the disruption has included job loss.
I just got an apartment, started a new job, and I was laid off because my business was not essential.
Later this morning, the March jobs report will be released, expected to show a massive jump in unemployment claims. ABC's chief business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis says small businesses are likely to be hit hardest.
The thing to remember when we look at these numbers is that they should and are temporary. And then on the other side, there are plenty of big companies that will bring employees back. But of course, there are the small businesses that are having to white knuckle it. And it is hard to imagine that, unfortunately, all of those businesses are going to make it to the other side.
Beginning today, small businesses can apply for loans the government will forgive. The White House, President Trump said GM and other companies are ramping up production of much-needed ventilators for COVID-19 patients. He invoked the Defense Production Act to compel GM to do so. He also used it to get 3M to make more face masks.
We anticipate issuing more orders under the Defense Production Act in the very near future, in addition to the one that I've just signed against 3M for face masks.
You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. This is the bicentennial year of the beginning roots of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, when 14-year-old Joseph Smith says God appeared to him in an answer to prayer.
That event is being celebrated in unique ways. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards takes an in-depth look.
On the dining room wall in the Doyle's home in Provo hangs a 9.5-foot-by-6-foot hooked rug. It depicts a 14-year-old Joseph Smith praying in the grove of trees. Jennifer Doyle made it by hand, and it took her several years.
When I thought about working on it, I was feeling like I needed to do something with my craft that was meaningful. And I really wanted to find a way to share the story of Joseph Smith.
Doyle says this project strengthened her testimony and her family's.
I found myself thinking about little things like, what would his face have looked like, or how were his hands, or feeling really humbled thinking about those pants kneeling and asking God.
Artist Anthony Sweat did a painting called The First Visions. It's on display right now in the BYU Harold Bealey Library. It takes from all 9 accounts.
We typically portray it as soft white light, but in multiple accounts, as a matter of fact, the very first word Joseph used was, I saw a column of fire. So I wanted in my image to depict more yellow, Old Testament visionary type fire from heaven coming down. I also don't have the Father and the Son appearing at the exact same time. Nice. And then above the Son, I try to depict from the 1835 account, the many angels.
Video depictions over the years show a green and leafy grove. Joseph Smith says he went to pray in early spring when the grove was probably more brown and barren.
Sometimes we adopt the artistic expression as the official interpretation.
But art and books and lectures and podcasts and so many different things can help people connect with the place where the restoration began, especially when they cannot go to the sacred grove themselves. Sheena Perrin, who runs the site Seek Christ Daily from her home in Idaho, says listening to the Joseph Smith Papers podcast helped their family.
At times we can kind of get down on ourselves, like, well, we aren't studying as a family. But I think one of the biggest things we can do is study ourselves and then pray and look for opportunities to teach our children.
Doyle may have made a huge hooked rug, but she says others can find different ways to teach about the first vision.
I think one reason the prophet gave us such a long period of time is because you can't just download everything you know in one sitting. It's little bit on little bit on little bit.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
And we'll have more on the First Vision Bicentennial this Sunday at noon during our general conference coverage on KSL News Radio, which, by the way, will include all of the sessions of general conference, the 190th, including the Saturday night special session. So your place to, as always, listen in to general conference this year. Use the KSL News Radio app if you're going to be outside the house, inside the house. Just ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio. And that's the in-depth at 15:45.
KSL News time is 5:19. Let's get an early look at traffic brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start off with a crash in downtown Salt Lake City. 500 South, just before the freeway on-ramp, the 5th West intersection, blocking the two right lanes. But there's three other lanes to the left, so everybody manages to get by okay. And you still have access to that I-80 westbound on-ramp towards the airport. Looking good on I-15. Looked a little bit heavy as you go north around 106 South, but that just seems like a temporary blip. Road conditions are good. Construction area a little bit busy northbound I-15 between Antelope Drive and Layton and 700 South in Clearfield. Over the past 22 years, Fieldstone Homes has built over 5,000 homes in Utah. Personalize your new home today. Visit fieldstonehomes.com. Fieldstone Homes, Utah's home builder. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The 7-day forecast has some nice warm temperatures in it, and Dan Guthrie's got an eye on it.
Well, after a cool day on Thursday where highs were stuck in the mid-40s, we're going to warm things back up for the weekend today. Sunny, high 53. Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy up to 62, so we'll keep warming, and Sunday up to 65. But Sundays when storms work their way back into the forecast, we'll see some scattered showers on Sunday, Monday, even into Tuesday morning. Temperatures, though, will stay level in the 60s, so we really won't cool down despite the fact that we'll have some storms. Wednesday up to 67, and then Thursday down to 62. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now, let's check the temperature in downtown Salt Lake City. It's 31 degrees. I was just reading this morning, Tim, about Utah State School Board considering these rule waivers because of COVID-19. Considering rule waivers about the way they evaluate teachers, but also thinking about these rule waivers that require high school seniors to pass a civics test. But the thing about that is that that's a statutory requirement. And so, you know, that would require action by the Utah State Legislature. That's not something that the state school board can just waive. That would require some, and they're going into special session, I think, for some other things. So maybe they could waive that if they wanted to. There was some argument on both sides. I mean, some of the members of the state school board say, you know, not every student has access to computers at home, and so you should definitely waive that requirement because not every senior would be able to take that test easily. But some of the other school board members say, you know, these seniors have known about that test for years, and they should have the pride of taking that test and graduating having done so. It's not like they just, not like this was sprung on them. And I'm not sure how I feel about that. I imagine parents feel differently. It's such a stressful time that I tend to think, when in doubt, waive the test.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
We have a high school senior in our family, Miss Molly out there, who is an academic all-star. And I can tell you, for her, she wants to have all of those challenges possible and all of those what would you say, ladder steps to get her to the college education level. And
bravo.
And her biggest concern, quite frankly, and she hears this from her friends, is what does it mean for their graduation? They want to be able to walk. Yeah. They want to have their caps and gowns. They want to have that experience that they've worked all these years to get to. So there are.
It breaks my heart to think that might be taken away from them. It just breaks. Boy, their graduating class would be a unique one. Their memories would be a unique one.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you do that, Tim.
Well, there's still some hope that, you know.
There's still some hope because that is a ways away.
By late May, which is another, 6 weeks or so, maybe we'll be at a place where we can make something like that take place in some form or fashion for those kids that want to have that experience. Something that certainly we'll keep an eye on as we get closer to it. Let's see what the markets are going to look like here starting this morning. I'll hesitate to give you any numbers, but we were actually surprisingly in the green yesterday, mostly because, as Adam Shapiro told us, all the eyes focused on oil, not necessarily jobs. And we'll see if that's the case this morning when we check your money news coming up next.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Spend time together as a family, learning about the Savior with helpful resources from Siegel Books, such as Come Follow Me Through the Book of Mormon. This book offers thought-provoking discussion and activities designed to appeal to all ages. Best of all, it's on sale for just $9.99. They also have lots of fun things to help children learn about the Savior and prepare for Easter, like the Symbols of Easter Quiet Bag. On sale now for just $19.99. Call your local Siegel bookstore for curbside pickup or purchase online at SiegelBook.com.
A Facebook group is giving medical workers a place to stay. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Tim, medical workers coming home from treating coronavirus patients are wary of exposing their families, so many staying in their garages or outside. Emily Phillips is the wife of an emergency room doctor near Dallas and was looking to rent an RV for him to stay in at their house.
He sees sometimes 100 patients a day. We don't know what he's bringing in.
So when someone loaned the RV for free, she decided to create a Facebook page, RVs for MDs.
So these are people literally giving their campers and RVs out of the goodness of their heart.
The number of RVs now loaned to medical professionals is in the thousands, growing daily. The Facebook page is RVS, the number 4, then MDS. RVs for MDs. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Somebody again thinking out of the box. I love it.
I love it, too. Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Amazon says it's checking 100,000 employees per day for fevers. The company says it will also be offering masks to workers to help protect them.
KSL Drives, Tesla says deliveries of their electric vehicles went up 30% during the first 3 months of the year. But like all other automakers, sales are now being hit by the pandemic as it spreads.
The federal government is launching a $349 billion loan program to help small businesses survive the pandemic. But critics have growing concerns that some mom-and-pop shops might get squeezed out by large businesses. Operators of name-brand hotels, restaurants, and service chains with thousands of employees are also eligible.
Yeah, and I had heard that this PPP program was limited to those with 500 employees or less.
I had heard that, too.
But maybe we're talking about, some of the smaller hotel chains that only employ 500 people. Mm. I don't know. But the market's not responding very kindly this morning. We were up yesterday, but today we're down 210 points. That's right around 1% for the Dow at 21,051. The S&P is off by 23 points, and the NASDAQ this hour down 75 and a half. Coming up, we'll check your traffic and weather.
For over 100 years, we've been building relationships with legendary customer service. Relationships that help our customers achieve their goals. Now, as AltaBank, we're continuing that tradition for one reason: to be the resource you need for powering your financial success. Our name has changed, but our commitment hasn't. Learn more at altabank.com.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio, or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Take us home with you. KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is now 529. Just a reminder that your lost money is missing you. And today at 9 o'clock, the movie show will help connect you to your money, how you can retrieve it. Just visit mycash.utah.gov and listen into the movie show this morning starting at 9. It's 529. Let's look at how the roads are doing this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Here again is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, looks like they've got the crash cleaned up 5th South, 5th West, and downtown around Salt Lake City. Everybody getting to the freeway just fine at this point. There is a little bit of delay on I-15. It's very minor slowdowns as you go between Layton and Clearfield. You're down to a single lane on the southbound side. I've checked that. Two lanes on the southbound side. It restricted the left lane in both directions. And that's preparing for tomorrow morning's traffic switchover as they're going to continue construction up in Clearfield, Layton. Tomorrow morning, there'll be a new traffic pattern on I-15. But today, they've still got some lane restrictions in effect. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful is still there for you when you need them. Call or click durdensappliance.com. That's durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And let's check that forecast and find out how warm it'll get today. Over to you, Grant.
A good-looking day in store for us after a cool day with some scattered showers there midweek. We're finally going to warm our way back out of the 40s we saw yesterday into the 50s today, with 60s in store for the weekend. We'll also enjoy sunshine throughout the day today, but we'll feel the winds picking up as we hit the weekend, and we'll notice the cloud cover starting to roll in. Our next storm will arrive on Sunday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 31 degrees.
Got some lane restrictions on I-15 in Davis County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the 190th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, set for this weekend, but it will be very different.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live on the scene near Temple Square with a preview, Mary.
Amanda, 6 months ago, President Russell M. Nelson said this at the end of October General Conference.
The year 2020 will be designated as a bicentennial year. General Conference next April will be different from any previous conference.
And we were told it would mean that conference would focus on the restoration and the bicentennial Joseph Smith's first vision. There's a special Saturday evening session about this for all members. But coronavirus also caused major changes to General Conference. There will be no audience in the conference center. Talks will be broadcast from a small auditorium on Temple Square, with only the handful of people speaking or praying for each session there at a time. Music is all pre-recorded as well. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
All General Conference sessions will air live, of course, on KSL News Radio, including that special Saturday session that Mary was talking about. Check us out online at kslnewsradio.com, or just make sure you ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio. And remember to check out the First Vision Bicentennial Special Sunday at noon with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
The ACLU is asking the Utah Supreme Court to release prisoners and inmates who have less than 180 days left on their sentences. Utah ACLU Legal Director John Mejia says those in jail or prison are not able to comply with CDC social distancing guidelines.
There's a substantial risk that incarcerated people in Utah will be exposed to COVID-19.
Mejia says they're hoping to have as many people released as soon as possible. The Supreme Court has until April 13th to respond to the petition.
With schools still out until at least May 1st, the state school board has had to make more adjustments to state education requirements. Usually schools are required to observe teachers for evaluation. That can't happen now, so the Utah State Board of Education granted a waiver. The board also agreed to ask lawmakers for a waiver to the state law requiring a civics test for high school seniors. They need to pass it to earn their diploma.
The president is tested again for coronavirus. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, President Trump has tested negative for coronavirus for a second time.
I think I took it really out of curiosity to see how quickly it worked and fast it worked, and it's a lot easier. I've done them both.
He said the new test was much less uncomfortable and got the result in about 15 minutes. House Speaker Pelosi set up a new select committee to investigate the coronavirus response. But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that's redundant.
We have an oversight committee that the speaker gets to pick someone, the leader gets to pick someone. I believe there's five people on it.
Pelosi wants transparency for the trillions of dollars authorized by Congress. The number of people recovered from COVID-19 worldwide, now over 200,000. This comes as deaths exceed 50,000. Johns Hopkins University reports global cases exceeding 1 million, but the true figure impossible to calculate because so many who contracted coronavirus may not have known. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And a cache of medical supplies hoarded by a Brooklyn man's been turned over to New York hospitals. Baruch Feldheim was arrested this week for hoarding and price gouging. More than 200,000 medical masks, 500,000 gloves, along with other protective gear was seized under the Defense Production Act. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Another refinery in our area is going to start producing cleaner gas. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tim. Yeah, clean air advocates are calling this a big win for Utah. The new plan unveiled by Holly Frontier Corporation states that in roughly 6 months, they will be producing Tier 3 gas at their Woods Cross refinery. That means that they'll become the fourth refinery in the state to produce the cleaner gas, which reduces emissions by up to 80% for cars made after 2017 and 12% for older models. In a prepared statement, Governor Gary Herbert said that's like taking 4 out of 5 cars right off the road. We're grateful to Holly Frontier for investing in Utah's air quality. Right now, 6 gas station companies in Utah offer Tier 3 gas. Those are Sinclair, Speedway, Chevron, Exxon, Texaco, and Shell. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A Utah internet provider says they're getting an upgrade.
Up to 300 megabits per second up and down, but eventually it will have the capability of doing gigabit speeds.
Utah Broadband CEO Stephen McGee is talking about the rollout of millimeter wave technology. It uses compressed radio waves to give and receive more data. He says it's not everywhere they serve yet.
Now mostly in the Summit County region.
But he says they're in the process of bringing it to Salt Lake and Utah counties.
Coming up on KSL, kids are going to school in New Jersey with the help of viewers like you.
And KSL traffic.
Watching a pretty clean drive through Salt Lake County. A little bit heavy on southbound I-15 coming out of Clearfield because of some lane restrictions. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 5:36.
Updating what you need to know about the coronavirus every 30 minutes.
One of the concerns, if everyone starts wearing masks, people might not take social distancing seriously.
Listen everywhere on the KSL News Radio app.
Are you getting cratchety like me? Are you tired of plumbers that don't show up and mechanics that charge too much just to fix the wrong thing? I'm cratchety, and I'm finicky about poor service. When I buy, I expect it to work. When I rent, I want it with a full tank of gas. And yesterday's not soon enough, but that's just my impatience. When I walk into a store, I expect someone to look up and say hi. I feel like saying, I'm sorry to bother you while you're texting, but can we seat ourselves in one of those booths? I have become sensitive to bad service. Maybe because at Whipple Service Champions, we work so hard to create the perfect customer experience. I want someone to treat me like they care. If you do too, call Whipple Service Champions. 6 years, 6 times, best of state. Either you know why, or it's a good time to find out. Call 801-444-FAST. Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Thanks for starting your morning with us. I guess this is not a surprise, but a new ABC news poll says just over 9 in 10 Americans now say the outbreak has disrupted their daily routine, you think? But that same poll says fewer than half of those same Americans believe their regular daily routine will return to normal by June 1st. We'll keep an eye on those kinds of numbers for you this morning. Thanks for riding along and listening this morning.
New Jersey school students are tuning into public television for their lessons.
States and school districts faced with adapting lesson plans and shifting to remote learning for students are getting creative. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says the state's public TV will now help reach and teach, utilizing educators from around the state.
Starting on Monday, each hour-long weekday program will offer programs for grades 3 through 6 and will cover subjects including English language arts, math, science, social studies, and will also include art, music, or physical education.
A combination of old school and what's now become the new normal. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Utah Attorney General's Office is partnering with private companies to get personal protective equipment, or as we call it these days, the PPE, for rescue and law enforcement groups. They will be gathering masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, and already have some donations from PC Laptops and Sherwin-Williams. The AG's office says most of those receiving the masks are in rural communities in northern, central, and southern Utah.
The Road Home says they still need DVDs and books to help keep the kids at the family homeless shelter occupied. Executive Director Michelle Flynn is optimistic they'll get more donations for the children because people responded when they took to Twitter last week asking for supplies.
We asked for some forehead thermometers in some social media posts on Friday, and I think we got six or eight of them in over the weekend, and people were going around from store to store buying the one that they were allowed to purchase and bringing that in.
Oh, I can help with that. Flynn says it's been tough for the kids who have to stay cooped up inside the shelter because of the coronavirus. 5:39, another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Andy?
Amanda, we start off with no crashes, thankfully, around the Salt Lake Valley. Speeds have been good so far heading into and out of Salt Lake City. The only spot with any issues is some lane restrictions still in effect on southbound I-15. The left lane is blocked as you go between Clearfield exits all the way down into Layton. It looks like all three lanes are open on the northbound side now, so just prepare yourself. That's getting ready for the traffic switch that's going to happen tomorrow morning, in which you'll see a new lane configuration beginning tomorrow morning as they continue construction in that part of Davis County on I-15. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center this morning.
Watch for some cool times midweek. It's time to warm things back up as we make our way into the weekend. Today we'll be looking at sunny skies with temperatures topping out at 53 degrees here in Salt Lake City. And then we'll keep that alive for the weekend. In fact, 60s for Saturday and Sunday. It is going to get breezier, though, and it's going to get cloudier. Our next storm system will arrive during the day on Sunday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now downtown, a couple of degrees below the freezing mark. It's 30 out there.
Coming up in a moment, we'll check in with Rick Klein, ABC News political director. That's an in-depth on Utah's morning news.
Stay with us for the conversation at 102.7 FM at 1160 AM. And thanks again for waking up to Utah's news station.
Do you know who your financial advisor is working for? Maybe it's time to find out. New Millennium Group is a registered investment advisory, which means they work for you. And as fiduciaries, are legally bound to serve your best interest above their own. Advisors working for retail banks are held to a suitability standard, meaning their first legal obligation is to protect the interest of the banks they work for, not yours. The team at New Millennium Group is more concerned about protecting your savings than allowing you to risk more than you'd like to in the stock market. It's more important than ever to be in control of your financial life and to have someone by your side who cares about your future as much as you do. If you're not sure who your financial advisor is working for or are feeling unsure about your nest egg, call New Millennium Group today at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or visit them online at yournewmillenniumgroup.com. That's yournewmillenniumgroup.com. To schedule a phone call or online meeting.
Are you thinking of buying an RV? Well, let's stop thinking about it and get over to Paris RV. It's the moment you've been waiting for. A brand new toy hauler, travel trailer, fifth wheel, tent trailer, unique trailers, retros, A-frame trailers, and even motorhomes.
Not only is now the perfect time to own an RV from Paris RV,
but now we have two locations with hundreds of options to choose from at either location.
Plus,
we offer 27 service bays, a body shop, two parts and accessory superstores. When it comes to buying an RV, you want a dealer who cares about you, your needs, and what is best for you and your family. That's why you want to go to Paris RV.
Paris RV.
At Paris RV, the home of no hidden fees. We don't charge for a prep, walkthrough, detail, propane, batteries, or freight. Just super low prices.
For all your RV needs, choose Paris RV. 5545 South State or 4360 South State, or shop online at parisrv.com.
Hi, Doug Wright, and we're all staying home. We're trying to stay safe, and we're, of course, working as hard as we can to keep things clean. And that's why a partnership right now with Zero Res is a great idea. Give them a call because, of course, they're still open because cleaning is essential, and cleaning is what they do best. And they've reduced their pricing to help as many people as possible. Right now, we've trusted them for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, this past week, I called Zero Res and had them clean my mom's carpets. They even cleaned her couch. With their no-touch protocols and extra steps to ensure the health and safety of technicians and customers, you can absolutely count on Zero Res running at 100% to help more people. They have reduced their rates to only $25 per room. Minimums do apply. When clean truly matters, only ZeroRes will do. $25 per room right now. Visit ZeroRes Salt Lake or ZeroResDavisWeber.com to schedule your cleaning with ZeroRes.
Just a reminder again that the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is up and running this morning. If you feel a little cooped in, getting some cabin fever, reach out to us. We'd love to have the conversation this morning at 575-00. KSL News Time, 544. The three things you need to know this hour. First, the 190th General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is set for this weekend. With no public admittance to any of the sessions, all sessions will air live on KSL News Radio, including the special session Saturday night.
Second, the ACLU is asking the Utah Supreme Court to release prisoners and inmates who have less than 180 days left on their sentences. There are concerns inmates can't follow CDC social distancing guidelines during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Third, let's see what the roads look like this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender.
And we're waiting on lane restrictions to open up southbound I-15 between Center Street and 700 South in Clearfield. After that, southbound just fine all the rest of the way to Salt Lake City. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Breezy and warmer for the weekend. I'm Dean Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 30 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
1 hour until the March unemployment numbers are released, and the Labor Department's reports expected to illustrate massive unemployment because of coronavirus-related shutdowns. ABC Chief Business Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis says,
in just 2 weeks, nearly 10 million people in this country have filed new claims for unemployment insurance. A staggering figure, which doesn't even include the self-employed or undocumented workers, or the many Americans who've been trying to apply but can't.
And beginning today, small businesses can apply for forgivable loans from the government. New York City's joined Los Angeles in encouraging people to cover their faces while in public to prevent the spread of COVID-19, but they say it is not a substitute for maintaining a minimum of 6 feet between people. President Trump Thursday said he invoked the Defense Production Act to get 3M to make more face masks. And a new ABC News Ipsos poll finds that fewer than half of Americans think they'll return to their regular routines by June 1st. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. President Trump has taken a different tone this week as he addresses the pandemic facing the nation. But political battles between the president and Democratic leaders continue.
Joining us live is ABC News political director Rick Klein. It is the strangest thing to go through this pandemic and an election at the same time, Rick. I can only imagine what it must feel like to the players involved.
And, you know, I've been struck by something in the last couple of days where I feel like there's a whole lot of folks who are trying their best to pretend like it's normal or to strive for some degree of normalcy, when we recognize that there's just nothing normal about this moment. We are in just wild, unprecedented times. And, you know, politics, I think it's easy to say or kind of trite to say that politics can wait, and it will. We'll be back here doing it, but I think there's also a sense that everything that we're talking about now, everything that we're thinking about now is going to be vastly different on the other side of whatever this ends up looking like.
And Nancy Pelosi was yesterday, the day before, talking now about another House committee of some kind to oversee the stimulus and maybe look into how the beginnings of the coronavirus response went behind the scenes.
Yeah, and that went over not well. When it comes to the White House, they feel like any oversight should be in a bipartisan spirit. But I think given the White House history on issues like this, you can understand why there'd be a lot of interest in making sure there's very strong oversight. So I think this is just one of the many issues where you start to see kind of that return to normalcy. You saw a real political sniping going on from the White House press briefing room and a lot of mistrust of, among the players, even as they've had to come together to confront this crisis.
And yet, I mean, we see the president agree to take a phone call from Joe Biden.
Yeah, we'll see if it happens. that would be an extraordinary thing. I mean, the president seemed to agree to it kind of spur of the moment, whether he follows up on it or what the fallout would be from it. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation. It would be pretty much unprecedented. But, you know, the two of them, I could see having kind of a warmer personal relationship. I just can't imagine that last through a campaign. So we'll see how a first conversation might go.
We would hope that the politics back in Washington would maybe follow the cue of Americans right now. There was a Gallup poll out last week where the president got his highest overall approval rating at 49. But when you talk about his handling of the pandemic situation, He's got a 60% approval right now. And the interesting thing when you dive into the numbers, it's not from an increase in Republican support. That was already very high, but it's +8 by independents, +6 by Democrats right now.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We had numbers last week that showed similar things, but then numbers out this week that showed kind of a reversion to partisan norms. And, you know, don't forget, this was also the week that saw a very serious change in tone from the White House. We all saw how the president went from being what he called a kind of a cheerleader in chief to being a very realistic sort of a conduit for these numbers and talking about the possibility of hundreds of thousands of Americans dying. And, you know, states have different degrees of responses. I know in Ohio, the governor's got a lot more credit than in some other states, but I think there's been a real disparity in how this has been received, and I think the president's approval rating tracks that to some degree.
Boy, it's hard to talk about approval ratings at a time like this, but I guess the politics goes on. It's always good to talk to you, Rick. Thank you. ABC News political director Rick Klein. Stay well, please. On the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
5:49 means it's time for us to get a look at the roads again for you. Should be quiet out there so far. Brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. How's it looking, Andy?
Well, they've reopened the lane restrictions on I-15 southbound, so all three lanes now open through Clearfield. And now we just have a touch of slowing on northbound 15 in Antelope Drive. Again, this is where they're preparing for the lane switch over tomorrow morning in Clearfield, Layton, as they have some new configuration while construction continues on I-15 in that stretch. Salt Lake Valley, all roads are dry going into the canyons. We've got great conditions up over Parley's Summit. And on a Friday morning, not a lot of traffic on the road. Are market losses wrecking your retirement? Get a complimentary review and ascent plan from Teton Wealth Group. Let Teton help you save your retirement. Visit TetonWealthGroup.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast now and see how much it warms up. Back over to you, Dan.
Well, our spring weather and our kind of roller coaster ride in terms of temperatures continues for the weekend. Saw a high of 44 yesterday. We're done with that. We're back into the 50s today, low 50s today, but we'll hit 60s for Saturday and for Sunday. Sunny today, partly cloudy on Saturday, and then storms return on Sunday. It'll be a little on the stormier side on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. But temperatures will stay in the 60s throughout the weekend and into next week. In fact, we could see a high of 67 by Wednesday under mostly sunny skies. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
It got a little colder since we started the morning back, down to 30 degrees right now.
Yeah, not feeling a whole lot like spring out there yet this morning. We were talking about that Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP from the Small Business Association. I noticed this morning that Facebook also announced it's going to give $40 million in grants to 10,000 U.S. small businesses that have been negatively affected by coronavirus. The company spanned 34 cities. Those in New York and Seattle will be the first to receive funds next week. And it's part of a $100 million grant program announced on March 17th. They also were talking about giving money to news organizations that were hard hit by the pandemic, when advertising pretty much disappears and companies out there kind of pull in the reins a little bit. But Facebook really stepping up right now.
And I mean, Facebook, think about how they are the lifeblood of, I mean, small businesses are the lifeblood of Facebook's business in large measure, advertising on Facebook. So that's wonderful. Great move on their part.
And, of course, one of those companies that has not seen a downturn, certainly in the midst of this pandemic. Everybody is using Facebook for various things. We'll see what's happening on the markets when we come back. So far, we've been in the red with the futures, but that could change. And we'll give you your money news next.
Have you been trying to finish your basement, but you can't get an electrician to call you back? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and being your own contractor is hard. It can be frustrating trying to set up a time to meet with subs, get them to send you bids, get a hold of them to answer your questions. It can even be difficult trying to get them to come back and do the work. Trust me, I've been there. Here's the good news. Any Hour Services has an entire electrical install department, and they're a great resource to do the electrical part of finishing your basement. Once your basement's framed, call and schedule a time to meet with one of our electricians. Let them know what you need done, and most of the time, they'll be able to give you a price right then and there. The visit's free, and if you mention this radio ad, they'll give you $150 off each room you have them wire. So if you have two bedrooms, a bathroom, and a living room, that'd be four rooms, and you could save $600, money you could probably spend on the other parts of finishing your basement. For more details or to schedule an appointment, you can message us on Facebook, DM us on Instagram, or call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300, Any Hour Services. Or find us online at anyhourservices.com.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in a bucket on the street and we'll send a thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. The Walt Disney Company says it will start to furlough workers at its theme parks and other businesses beginning April 19th. Disney says with no clear indication of when they can restart their businesses, they're forced to make difficult decisions.
KSL Drives Honda is teamed up with GM to build electric vehicles. GM will be building two vehicles in its factories that will be sold under the Honda name.
We were talking about how Facebook has had a little boost from everybody being cooped up around the house. The Zoom video conferencing company, the same thing. They now have around 200 million users per day. The company CEO says they're putting a 90-day freeze on adding new features and will instead focus on some security concerns that have been raised over the past couple of weeks.
Can you imagine going from 10 million to 200 million
no.
in 1 month?
That's a stress
right.
on the servers.
Yeah. Let's take a look at your money at this moment. And the markets are a little bit down. Dow futures are, well, I should say more than a little bit. Dow futures are down 175. That's 0.8%. S&P futures down 18. That's 0.75%. And the NASDAQ futures down 58. That's also 0.75%.
Give us a couple of minutes. We'll come back and see how the roads are doing this morning, along with a peek at weather. That's next.
Hi, Doug Wright. Over the past several weeks, you've heard me talk about Living Scriptures streaming, including On the Movie Show, where you could get the full library, 3,000 titles free until April 6th. The folks at Living Scriptures, they recognize the emotional toll that staying safe, staying home is having on some families. So until April 6th, the entire catalog is free to non-subscribers, no credit card required. This is a great gift to your family. You can stream all of your favorite feature-length films for Latter-day Saints, including The Fighting Preacher, a personal favorite of mine, back on the free lineup. Celebrate the restoration with wonderful movies, and The Work and the Glory is now the 16th film on the first vision in this collection. Plus, Living Scriptures has content to aid in the weekly Come Follow Me family study. All you have to do, go to livingscriptures.com/gift and sign up for your free access. Do that right now. And if you didn't have a chance to see Heart of Africa before the theaters closed, well, for about the price of a movie ticket, if you could buy a movie ticket, you can rent or own the Heart of Africa. See it at home. Get it now. Livingscriptures.com.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. Rates are at historic lows. At the same time, home values have gone up roughly 50% in the last several years. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work by paying off high-rate credit cards, personal loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA, will pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Maybe you just want to lock in a lower rate or refinance out of paying mortgage insurance. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
America's top experts.
Dr. Robert Redfield is the director of the Centers for Disease Control. He's live with us.
Utah's very best leaders.
Governor Leavitt now on the line.
Pandemics only occur two or three times a century.
And the most important stories.
I was hit first with it. Then I have eight family members that came down with it. So we've been hit pretty hard with it.
Wow. They're all part of your day with David Dujanovic, 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
KSL News time is 5:59. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Andy?
Right now, we're actually doing pretty well out there. Freeways and city streets crash-free so far. We had some lane restrictions on I-15 in Clearfield. Looks like we've still got a little bit of slowing on I-15. Highway Patrol doing a slowdown in northbound near 700 South Clearfield right now, going up from Layton, which has slowed traffic a touch. They're getting ready for the traffic crossover that was supposed to take place yesterday, but is now going to take place Saturday morning. And what that'll mean is that southbound traffic on I-15 will move to a crossover pattern. You can't, to go off at 700 South, you'll have to stay to the right beginning tomorrow. LDS Business College becomes Ensign College this fall, and you can begin working on a bachelor's degree. Apply now to start your journey during spring semester and transition from your mission to LDS Business College. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
53 for a high today, but guess what? By Wednesday of next week, 67? We'll look at it in your 7 day coming up.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good morning, KSL News.